What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. Jesus. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. Jesus. O Lord, my God, how powerful is your name. O Lord, my God, how glorious is your name, Jesus. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name, Jesus. O Lord, my God, how powerful is your name. Mighty God, warrior, glorious is your name. O Lord, my God, how wonderful is your name. O Lord, my God, how powerful is your name. This morning, we're going to pray, but I'm going to read the scriptures as our custom is. I'm going to read the book of James. James chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 9. The Bible says, "Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment." Hallelujah. "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Elijah was a man like ours. Hallelujah. Elijah gets angry. Elijah gets afraid. Elijah gets hungry. Hallelujah. So Elijah has everything just like you. But he prayed. Now we're going to take these things sequentially before we pray. Do not grumble against one another, brethren. Do not grumble. Grumbling brings sickness. Grumbling. When you grumble against one another, when you grudge against one another, when you envy one another, when you are jealous, it brings sickness. Some of the sickness that we have today, it's as a result of a bad mind. Your mind is not right. It makes people sick. Hallelujah. Bad mind makes people sick. People planning against the people that they don't even know. You're in your place and somebody somewhere planning for you. What I'm going to do to this person is going on as if he's nice. Yes, he is nice. Yes, she is. She is. All you need to do is to become nice yourself. Hallelujah. Be nice. Do not grudge. Do not. Because the Lord does not support a man or woman who is grudging, who is grumbling. When you begin to grumble, this is part where the Bible says, do not tread the path where the angels fear to go. They don't follow a man or woman that is grumbling. Hallelujah. Even you as a person would not want to stay with someone who grumbles 24 hours of the day. He's grumbling. He's complaining. She's complaining. She's grumbling. She's not happy. There's no time of smiling. There's no time of happiness. There's no time of laughing. There's no time of joy. Nobody wants to stay. So why would you think that even God will stay with you? Remove grumbling. Hallelujah. Lest you be condemned, the Bible says, because the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Be patient. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end. Sometimes you see, God will begin to take you through a root. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, I've been a patient person, but I never learned patience the way it is. And you never understand until you begin to teach middle schools. You may not understand, or you may. God will bring you to another level of patience. Hallelujah. God will just take you to another level of patience. You think you are patient? You're going to learn more of patience and endurance and tolerance. And you have to do it smiling. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you think I'm an expert in patience until something happens. I want you to understand that these are the things that create, that makes the cell begin to disagree to one another. Grumbling is condemnable. Grudging, complaining is condemnable. The Bible said, lest you be condemned, because the judge is standing at the door. So you better get rid of grumbling, get rid of impatience. Hallelujah. I say, when you are suffering, when you are suffering, what do? Pray. Don't stop praying. Time of suffering is not a time of complaining. It's not a time of grumbling. The time of suffering is a time of prayer. Pray, brethren. He said, let him that is cheerful, anyone that is cheerful, just sing psalms. Cheerfulness is not a time of going to get yourself drunk. Sing psalms. It's written for us. Then for adventure, someone is sick because of grudging and grumbling and complaining and sad and not happy. Even when things are happening for people, you don't celebrate them. And then suddenly he becomes sick. There is still a remedy. The Bible says, let him call for elders of the church. But see how this thing works. You got to confess your sins. Confess your parties to one another. Confession is not a time of gossip. That's why we must mind how we talk. Glory to God. Be mindful how you talk. Receive the discipline from God. The reason is because the life that we are living is very short to compare to where we are going. So you got to get everything right. Confess your sins. Confess your sins. Have a checker. Call them checkers. Those who put you to place. They monitor and see when you are sleeping off. It doesn't matter. The person that is monitoring you might not be doing it right. But when that is pointed to you, don't defend yourself. Check. Judge yourself, the Bible says. She said, oh, this the way you're dressing now, you need to tone down. You need to, because it's not showing Christian principle. The person telling you might not even be doing it. But you yourself got to have wisdom to check and say, this is true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're still going to pray. But I just want you to understand how this thing works. Confess your sin. Confess your sin, brethren. The devil will make you not to confess. The devil will make you not to. He will give you all excuses to hide it. But hiding it, the enemy will hide and destroy you. Confess it. Shame the devil. I lied. It was a lie. I was just lying. Say it. Confess. I didn't do it the way it was. I drank and get drunk. In fact, I went to a juju place. Just say something. Don't keep quiet. Because the enemy himself knew that if you hide it, they will have time to destroy you, to get at you. Hallelujah. Confess your sins. Call an elder. Call elders. Hallelujah. Of course, you've got to be wise. It's not everybody that you're going to tell. There are people. I have friends. If I want to broadcast my news, I just tell them. I don't have to pay for advertisements. I tell them to go on with it. Within 2 days, everybody would have heard about it. You got to prayerfully tell, confess your sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to pray this morning. I want you to pray. And the prayer I want us to pray is that every grumbling spirit will leave our house, leave our zone, leave
our life alone disappear from us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every grumbling spirit, every grumbling spirit, every spirit of grudge, every envious spirit, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit that brings sickness, let the power of God dissolve them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth. Every grumbling spirit, the paramos, paracatolita, bracotomasala, zataish, oprivana, let saxosatea, zempemaraku, dualika, zantereku kurani. In the name of Jesus Christ, every grumbling spirit, I command you right now, disappear. I crush you with the hammer of God. Let the hammer of God crush you into pieces. Let the rod of the Almighty dash into pieces every grumbling spirit, every complaining spirit, every spirit of grudge, every spirit of envy, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of anger, anato, weary mamos, ke parada, yen telebobos, brakama inkolobos, zateripo, tolobos, yepanabante ribobos, brokuma eka, litromosa, dashiti marita, brali koriadibos, honto logobus, legre de gedeles. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire. I release the fire. I release the fire against every spirit of grumble, every spirit, every grumbling spirit, every confusion, every sickness initiated by grumble, complaining, grudging, envy, any power of God, crush them into pieces and dissolve them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Kabarina, Jeketeleke, Mabra Takaba, Zemelete Grebidos, Yorobobobobobobos, Yorobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob
Premazagara, Zan Shalabas, K. Prevegeres, Manto Balintai, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Destroy every grumbling spirit, every complaining spirit, the spirit of grudge. Take them away, O Lord. Take them away out of our lives. Take them away out of the children's lives. Take them away out of their family's lives. Some families, grudge, grumbling, anger, confusion, complaining, envy, jealousy have destroyed these families, have separated them apart, everybody on his own. They cannot unite together. I want you to pray right now. Say, Lady Spirit, be dissolved this morning. Lady Spirit, be totally destroyed. I command by fire. This grumbleness has initiated separation. Mother not talking to daughter. Daughter not talking to mother. Sons not talking to their parents. Siblings not talking to one another. People grumbling. Staffs, colleagues not talking to one another because of this spirit. Spirits, Archobos, Yerebos, Liberus, my prayer that body is terrible. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to begin to pray now. Unity Spirit.
the spirit of unity. Take over my family. Take over my children. Take over my siblings. Take over my parents. Spirit of unity. 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 Unity in love. Mante baramba tologo. Unity in unselfishness. Manto predekebede. Rabba de kabalabadaba. Rabba de kabalabadaba. Unselfishness. Unity. Unite us, O God, with love, with unselfishness. Altaba, otaba, rakabos, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus. O tabliako, warambe ikoladia, rapatakara, rapakatara. Rapa katala, brother Toliba Salea. Zeshematai. Every sickness found in my body because of grumbleness, I command you, out! 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray right now. Every sickness found in your body because of envy, because of jealousy, I command you right now, out! In the name of Jesus Christ. Be destroyed right now. Every evil spoken word against you by any man or woman of authority because of envy, because of jealousy, it will never hold from today. I stand in my position as a prophet, and I command, Ipata, Itoko, Epeke, Itaka, Arika, Zeneke, as an apostle, Jeteke, Kolatia, Maratia, Zorubata, as an elder, Horitakaya, Zemtaya, I counsel such word, and I counsel such cost, and I counsel such authority in your life. Right now, be free in the name of Jesus. 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 Makalusoro Baratumazia Jeke Okaliada Brakaba Dutama Italia Bromo Sandia in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you glory, Lord. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. There is somebody with heart pain. Your heart is really, really paining. Put your right hand on that heart. Let the power of God flush away every blockage. Diama sanga daba turumo sekekeleba. Every blockage in your veins. Perimos. 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 Somebody with kidney problem. Ulta. Sotaji. Sotaji, your legs keep on swelling, swelling up, swelling up. There's a liver problem. There's a kidney problem. But God is changing it this morning. Put your right hand by your side, by your left side. Put it. And then rub it. Go to the right side and to the left side. Makaya. Now put it at your back and rub it from left to the right side again. Shomata, propose to plenty. I command that liver be changed, that kidney be changed. Be free right now. No more swelling. Let every organ in your body begin to work well, begin to respond to each other. Ake, kukwari mataklia, brapa tikakus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray for anyone sick right now, I command healing upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Or anyone having anybody sick in your house, put your hand on that person right now. Anybody sick in your house, or anyone sick that
that you know, if you have the picture, put your right hand. There's a flowing of anointing right now. Flowing like a mighty river. I can feel it. Hey! So parato. Yes, Lord. Let the power of God heal you right now. Heal you and set you free. Heal and set you free. Heal you and set you free. Heal you and set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Thank you, Lord. I give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for protection. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice with the blood of Jesus Christ. With the blood of Jesus Christ. No gunmen, no gunwomen shall touch you. No armed robber. No disease. No accident. No fire outbreak. Everything will begin to work well for you from now henceforth. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that you are protected in every zone, in every community where you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for answering me. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for your provision in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for that person that is looking for money to pay her mortgage. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your right hand. Help will come. Even today, I release that help. And I release your finances. I release your finances. You need to begin to pay your tithe. I release your finances right now. Release your finances. I release your finances. The finances will begin to overflow. From now henceforth, as long as you pay your tithe and pay your offering, mighty God, I give you glory. And I command for everyone in the same condition, struggling financially, I release your finances right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I thank you for hearing us. Always pay your tithe. Pay your tithe. Pay your tithe and your offering. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye. Talk to you Monday. Always go to our radio station. Send me radio. Encourage people to download it. It's full of spiritual merriment. That's what I call it. God bless you. Bye-bye.